entertain a motion to come out of recess for public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green? Yes. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will be now back in session for public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I will now read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak to a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, today we have one matter, and it's conditional use number 2420. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential and a C1 general commercial district for auto storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acre more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Daniels Road, which is Sussex County Route 215A, approximately 480 feet south of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1. The 911 address is 9242 Daniels Road, Lincoln, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 15, Parcel 3.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, we also have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that there are four letters that have been received and are included in the paperless packet. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of March 9th of this year, and at the meeting of April 20th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the four reasons stated and submitted the eight recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Daniels, would you like to come forward, please? Now, at the base of the microphone, there's a little button there, bar. You press that and the microphone will, there you got it. Now, if you just tell us what you are doing there, what you plan to do, if this is granted, please.
Well, really, just continue what I've been doing there for 38 years. This is just a shot that barrel across me with all this, you know, coming up. But whatever y'all decide, I have to accept it.
What do you do there now? What kind of work?
I have an auto body shop.
Auto body shop?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any salvage yard to it at all?
No. No junk.
Okay.
All the cars on this picture, they're there waiting to be worked in the body shop.
Oh, that's old picture. It ain't that many cars there. Since I came last time, I told the fellow to move cars out of there.
So those cars shown on there are no longer there?
No, not all of them cars, no.
And was that part of your property where they were?
It's kind of,
it's in the yellow. I was out there yesterday, most of them were gone.
Okay.
That's been a long, that picture must have been there. When did they take? Well, I mean,
if I can assist, Mr. President, this was taken on March 5th of this year.
Yeah.
Before the hearing.
That's correct.
Okay. Most of them are gone.
Okay. Does your work occur inside a building?
What?
Does your work take place inside a building, or is it outside work?
No, I have a building. I work inside.
So all your body work, the hammering and all that takes place inside?
Oh, definitely.
And painting, that's inside?
Definitely.
Okay. Are there any questions from any council members?
Questions.
Okay, did you have anything else you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Okay, and it's my understanding you were aware of the conditions that the planning and zoning put on that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you want to have a seat then? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check and see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close public record.
We will close public hearing. Is it okay with council to close public record? Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential and a C1 general commercial district for auto storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acre more or less for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 4 with conditions 5A through H.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Sir.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I say yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning's conditions and recommendations. I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I also agree with planning and zoning's conditions and recommendations. I vote yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions, and no one appeared to be opposed to it. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mrs. Green, any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
Sure
Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer, Mrs.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.